45. A Portrait of My Knucklehead Brother Jeb. A parody by George W. Bush, with a little bit of help from Scott Dickers and Peter Hillerin. Copyright 2015, All Rights Reserved, Library of Congress number. This doesn't seem that important. Table of contents. Now we're getting somewhere. I'm not going to read all these. I'm just going to read the chapter title of each chapter before I go. Reading audiobooks is a very complicated process. What they should have is they should have a ghost reader.
Hachette Audio presents 45, A Portrait of My Knucklehead Brother Jeb.
Okay, so she's going to read the book? I can go home?
A parody written by George W. Bush, with Scott Dickers and Peter Hillerin.
Oh, I see. She's just an announcer.
Read by Scott Dickers' barely passable George W. Bush impression.
Okay, I guess I'm reading this whole book. I'm up to the job. It's going to be hard work, but here I go. Chapter number one. How can one man write more than one book? My name is George W. Bush. You may know me from my beautiful paintings, which were on display in the fall of 2012 at the prestigious Dallas-Fort Worth Museum of Art and Walker Texas Ranger Memorabilia. I believe the works shown in that exhibit received a citation of some kind, and I'm quite certain the show was written up in the local newspapers. You may also be familiar with me through my other literature writings, the book I wrote about my relationship with my father, 41, A Portrait of My Father, my superb unauthorized autobiography, Destined for Destiny, and the inspiring account of my great leadership of a nation, Decision Points. Oh, and that reminds me, you may also remember me serving as the 43rd President of the United States. I was on the TV during that time. The book you are holding now, which was legitimately written by me, is, oddly, not about me, at least not directly. Rest assured, I am featured prominently in the pages ahead. But mostly, this is a book about my brother, Jeb, who is slated to be the 45th president of our United States. Now, at this point, you are probably asking yourself, when do I get to see some of these renowned paintings you mentioned ever so coyly at the beginning of this chapter? And I cannot blame you. Usually books of this type, profiles of a candidate released in the heat of a presidential campaign, are simply a candidate's handlers, attempts to cast the office runner in a positive light. Which means these books are often, shall we say, light on the substance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?